Well, corporate, but we have breaking news, and it's an opinion on the news teams that are not this one. The other news teams are negative. If you need your news, tune into Naughty News. Naughty News, the only news organization you can trust.
Breaking news live from the Naughty Chopper.
So much breaking news.
It's one of those days. That's what they say happens with it. When it rains, it pours with news.
There's one more thing I have to bring up. Let's do it.
We're going to Biggie Plaza.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Got room in your heart for one more reporter?
Back in the Dirty Dojo.
We're excited to be back in the Dirty Dojo.
Hi, karate for everybody.
How y'all doing?
I can't hear anything. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. After 2 weeks off, we're back, ready for more.
Yeah, Sam. Sam's so ready for the show. He's got a $5 footlong.
It is a $5 footlong.
That's right. Sam Tripoli brought to you by Subway. Subway, the only thing Sam Tripoli eats. Subway, $5 footlong. Believe it yourself. Available for download on iTunes.
Hey, guys, I want to just thank Rick real quick for...
That's what we should call him.
Making me able to hear on here. The technical difficulty was the headphones weren't plugged in.
Oh, okay. Well, you know that happens once in a while.
And he figured it out.
Losing your mind as you
somehow he managed to crack that code. Thank you.
Look at Gareth acting like he's a DJ.
Huh? You guys like girl talk?
Yeah.
I'm better. I do. I'm boy gabbing.
Girls fucking. That's my name. That's the name of my girl.
Girl fuck?
Yeah. Scissor sister.
And you just play like the regular song, but you're like, it's mine. This is just CeeLo. You're like, I'm girl fuck.
I love it. We're back. It was a great little time off. I traveled. We'll get into that. Let's get into our last episode. Kids loved it.
They did?
Tons of downloads.
Yay!
Kids liked it.
It is Vicky's Sis and Kane.
Vicky
went for it. Our friends here at Caviar Gold, again, brought us up, if you listen to the episode, they brought us up to San Francisco for the Cannabis Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Great time. I had fun, as you can tell by the episode. If you listen to it, if you haven't, please go back and listen to it.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. Vicky spent literally 18 days working on that thing.
Yeah. Now, it's true you edited in Vietnam, right? Vicky, you went to Vietnam, the jungle, and just cut it there, just have your Apocalypse Now moment.
I just felt like that was apropos.
Yeah. There was a bunch of high Asians up there. It was great. It was so good. I got you guys something.
It better be weed related.
I got you guys this for being a part of the show, being my friends. And, dude, why do you have to? You can't hear it, but I'm just talking to you right
What's
now.
What's up?
Here's your gift.
Oh, what is it?
Ooh.
What is it? Oh, heroin? Sam, is this legal?
Yes.
It does look like a heroin case.
It is
actually
$300.
Oh, this is sick.
Weed vape pen.
This is terrific.
Given to us by our good friends at Caviar Gold for my two friends, Vicky Pez and Gareth Reynolds.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you,
Caviar Gold.
What is it? Tell us what it is.
Sam, I think you just said what it is. It's a vaporizer pen. It's a vaporizer pen for marijuana oils and pot stuff.
Yeah.
I'm excited to put it in my mouth and see what happens.
There's a lot of tools involved.
To go two time to get high with this.
Yeah. This is what, when I OD on weed, they're going to find this next to me and be like, oh, it's so sad he had a little kit.
Oh, absolutely.
He had his own little Philip Seymour Hoffman kit.
Are you, how is your vaporizer going?
It's going pretty good.
Have you been taking a couple of runs on it?
Yeah, I take some runs on it. I take runs on the bowl, too.
Vicky, what are you looking at?
I'm just looking at all the components of
this
pen.
Break it down. What is that?
Well, it's actually, like, it looks like gold. I mean, the case
that
it comes in is amazing.
I bet it. It's gold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet it with my front tooth. Chomper.
I don't really even know how to work this, so I'm going to have to learn this at home. But I've seen them.
It looks like a giant lightsaber.
In action.
Like a giant lightsaber?
Or a little lightsaber.
Yeah, well, that's what it looks like, a little lightsaber.
It's got a plug, I guess.
A giant lightsaber? Him? There's no point to this thing. I can't wrap my hands around it. Fight him, Luke. Fight him.
Oh, man.
Now, Sam, so wait, you went to your hometown and did a show, correct?
I did a number of shows. I played the Funny Bone in Syracuse. Sold out of all my merch.
Now, the Funny Bone is what Vicky called your penis on a couple podcasts ago. Remember that?
I do remember that.
How were the shows? Thank you, kids.
The shows were on a scale of
1 to 30. What were they?
Ooh. I would say most of them were 35.
Whoa, shit, that's higher than the 30, Rick.
Yeah.
That's higher than the thing I said it could be.
Yeah.
That good.
They were great. It was a weird moment. There were some weird things going on.
Talk me through them, baby.
You know, when you do a July 4th weekend at a club, it's kind of understood that it's not going to be that busy.
Yes.
But yeah, 3 out of 4 shows were pretty, I would say sold out.
Okay.
I don't know if they gave away tickets. I don't know. I don't know. But people, I saw them buying tickets at the window.
Well, that's not strange, though, for a club to give tickets away either.
I don't. But, you know, it's just like, it just plays with your head. It's a constant mind game. It's a kind of mind fuck on are you putting any asses in seats?
Yeah, but have you ever thought that you just need to believe in yourself? Available for download on iTunes?
Yeah.
And all the time.
I'm here only because I believe in myself. Every day I have a
fucking. But were you crushing in the shows?
Dude, they were great, man.
Crushing.
They were great. Listen, dude, I'm always, if there's 300 people there, 10 people are going to leave there thinking I'm the devil.
Yes, I've seen that happen.
And I don't care.
Yeah. No, because that's how you play it. You're the devil. You don't care, whatever.
I had a very interesting moment with my mother, who I love. She came to 2 shows.
Okay.
Wow.
And whatever I am, she is the exact opposite
Could
of that.
Could you do an impression of what your mother sounds like for the listeners and me?
Oh, Sammy, why do you got to talk like that?
Okay, great.
Sammy, I didn't raise you to be like that. I don't know what happened.
So, yeah, okay.
I don't know what happened. I tried. I tell people I tried. So she came to 2 shows. Both were packed out.
Yeah.
I was really happy with. I'll tell you when I'm not doing well. I am the first person to say, this is going horrible.
Sometimes the only person.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes. Very true. Very true. Well played. Point Gareth Reynolds. By the way, I'm giving out points tonight.
Tonight.
So the first show, packed. Friday, they're only
doing. The fourth.
Mm-hmm. We talked about, we're just going to do 1 show. I'm like, that's fine. It's the 4th.
Yeah.
Right.
The over and under on people coming to the show, the club had 20.
Yeah.
We had over 80.
Okay.
Which to me, is on the 4th, is great. A pretty
that's
damn
insane.
Good job. Yeah.
That's what great. Time was the show?
Like it's 7.
Oh, my God.
7:30.
All right.
Yeah.
So even if, like, because I don't know how it was in New York, like in New Jersey, weather kind of sucked. And, like,
yeah.
So that wasn't even late enough where it's like, oh, fireworks got canceled or something.
Yeah.
That's early on.
Yeah.
So they.
Yeah.
That's deliberate.
Yeah.
Real quick, let me interject. What piece of food did you just lick off your thumb from your Subway sandwich?
I licked off a little bit of honey mustard.
Keep going, baby.
Okay. So first show, 4th of July, expecting 20.
Yeah.
80 show up. So many people that the manager had to start working tables.
Okay.
So I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Then Saturday comes. First show, packed. Second show, 2/3 full.
All right.
Still, 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
Dude, those are great.
3-day weekend.
That's great. And that, by the way, that's kind of how like Saturday night is anyway in the club.
I don't know. Have you been to the Funny Bone show? I think this is a show that packs out a lot. But listen, I talk to the staff.
Yeah, you're a man of the people.
Let me get into this. Sunday, packed. Sold. Okay. There go. This is the best Sunday we have forever. Thursday and Sunday, they said they were the best shows that most people they've had in a long time for those shows.
Okay.
And this is like literally how comics think. What are my numbers? So. A late Saturday, which we knew was going to be a little slow 4th of July weekend, and 4th of July, those were the only ones that weren't packed.
Yeah.
I go to the manager, who's a great guy.
And he goes, Sam Tripoli.
I go, Steve, how'd you think the weight was? He goes, nah, okay. I was like, it doesn't it does not matter what I do.
I know, but you, but that's why you're a sucker for punishment. You asked. You wanted to hear.
Staff was great. The nicest people. Yeah. Both my feature, both the people I worked with were great guys.
Good.
Very funny guys. And it's fun to work with. The guy who I featured with was a touring comic. And sometimes the touring features can be hard to work with.
In what way?
Because they want to be headliners. And I feel for them because, you know, it's like, do I go to L.A. and struggle to get a couple TV credits?
Yeah.
Or do I go on the road and just work it, work it, work it, which is what in the old days you did. But now it's like, we gotta, you got to be, you got to have TV credits.
Yeah, but it's, it like, when you see somebody who is already kind of established learning stand-up or not far along in stand-up, it just long-term isn't good for them because they don't have that well to fucking pull from.
Okay, so you're saying somebody who kind of made it off of TV credits?
No, what I'm saying is that if you're somebody who's like a traveling road comic,
yeah,
right, you should build up your material till you have like a lot of material, you have an act, you're really fucking good at stand-up. Then if you want to come to L.A., because then you are going to be starting down low again.
Yes.
Right? You're not going to be able to, like, right, get in touch with these clubs and, like, get into these clubs. I know that from experience. And so –
well, we'll get into that.
And so you will have to, like, you know, try to get a credit to get yourself bumped up. But when you get bumped up, you're so fucking ready for the spotlight. Whereas somebody who's just like, oh, I'm famous, I should take a shot at stand-up. It's like you will be going on shows with stand-ups and maybe we'll get thrown to wolves.
Well, what happens is these guys
– I saw Stuttering John last –
heard about this.
My buddy Chris DeStefano, who was in town, used to open up for Artie, used to go on the road with Artie, knows Artie very well. And so he's like – you know, you want to go see Artie at the Nokia Theater, Stuttering John's there, all this shit. We go,
how
yeah,
for sure. How
many
people I saw Lisa Lampanelli there.
I mean, it's hard to tell because there's – it really can fluctuate because there's all that kind of standing area where, you
it's
know, I mean
it's such a weird setup.
I like – it is
like,
weird.
Give me a guesstimation if you had to say.
I would say probably – I mean, I don't even really know what the balcony looks like, but I'd say around like 1,000. Yeah.
There's some comics I've seen that played that. I'm like, how does that guy fill that?
It's kind of weird, but I've also seen great shit there before.
When I saw Lisa Lampanelli murder that
place.
Yeah,
so it's possible. So we go there, and Chris is like, we go backstage, and he's like going and talking to Artie, and he's like going to the green room and just, you know, hang out. So me and Evan are like, all right, cool. So we just go in the green room, we grab a beer, and then we're like, this isn't a green room. This is maybe like Stuttering John's room. So then Stuttering John turns around, and he's like, who are you and why are you guys drinking my beer?
Oh, my God.
And we were just like, oh, shit. No, our buddy is friends with Artie's Chris DeStefano. He goes, who the fuck is Chris DeStefano? We're like, no, our friend is. But he was very cool. He was like, hang out if you want, you know. But we felt really weird. So we were
he
like,
is
of course,
nice.
Right.
Very nice.
John, Stuttering John is a very nice
dude,
guy.
He had two guys drinking. And I'd heard this before that he's very particular about his beer. Like, he likes his beer. His beer is his baby. We just didn't connect the dots until he was like, why are you drinking my beer? That it was like, oh, shit.
Oh, deer in headlights.
We're in the King's Castle.
Right.
So we kind of.
I wouldn't say the King. I would say.
Sorry,
the
we're
Dukes.
In the Jester's
the
basement.
No, the Dukes.
Okay.
The Dukes. He owns a Providence.
We're in the Dukes moated zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then Stuttering John goes on stage, and I mean, it is honestly it's a pretty, pretty amazing bomb. I mean, he really, really bombs.
Well, do you know? Let me just say a couple things that were.
Dean Del Rey went up before. And you—that's how you could tell like what you could get out of the room, right? Was like people not talking, people listening, people laughing.
Right.
You know, some applause. But
I love it. I love it. I miss that sound effect. One more time. This is Stuttering John's show set. Into the building. Just flying into the building. That's so great.
So what he does is, what Stuttering John does is.
So Dean told me he murdered.
For that room, murdered.
I love Dean. I think he's very funny. He has a joke about all the old rock stars.
Yeah.
Dying and ODing in houses. So all these mansions are haunted by OD rock stars.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
yeah. And it's like really funny.
Well, this is honestly, so it went Dean Del Rey and Stuttering John. So it should have been switched.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow.
Because the guy who opened was okay. Dean was like murdering.
Dean told me some stuff. He goes to Stuttering John. Listen, I do this every night. This is my thing.
Yeah.
Do you want to switch?
Yes.
Which I've done that to people, and sometimes comics take that as like,
yeah, you're being nice.
What's her name? Not in Lieberman. There's this older female comic, Kathleen Lieberman or something like that.
Oh,
Madigan?
Yeah.
No, not Madigan. She's a comic, and she works very clean.
Yeah.
And I don't.
You don't.
And I go to her, listen, do you want to switch? Because I know you're very clean. I work kind of dirty-ish. Do you want to switch? And she looked at me like she was offended.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not trying to be rude to you.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to say, I know what you do. It's great. I do something different. I know if you want to switch
you're thinking about the environment the person's going to go
show.
Into. And
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Overall.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if Dean said that to Stuttering John, Stuttering John should have said, you know what? Yeah, I don't have probably as much material. I think John thought he was going to do really well.
Yeah.
He must have.
Well, I was told by a guy there, Jordan Lee, that Howard Stern, when John left Howard Stern told everybody, boo the fuck out of him every time you see him.
Well, okay. This is what I'll say from watching the show, because John did get booed.
I heard every time he took a breath, booed.
No, Dean had fucking jokes. And then John started, and he just didn't have jokes that were as good or as clear or were necessarily jokes at the beginning. So he started, and it was just like there was a very big difference. You could tell right away you were like, oh, shit. He's you know when someone's hit their punchline and there's no laughter, that's time to move on. And that's what he did a good job of, was not letting those moments breathe too long.
Wow.
So he's bombing.
Not letting it marinate.
He's bombing. Evan and I were dying because at one point he takes this pause, and it's silence, and this guy goes, terrible.
Oh, my God.
But then that same guy later in the set is going, like, because eventually it gets out of control. Eventually it's Apollo-esque with a little more, maybe, you know, with 40% of
how
people
long
being behaved.
Was this supposed to go on?
10 minutes.
What, really?
Yeah, and it was probably about 10 minutes. And so they're bringing each other up, too. So Dean
which
brings up John.
Which lets you know how bad it's going.
Yes.
So, I was expecting way longer.
So, John is now getting booed for his jokes, you know, they're not, he's getting booed, so he's like, so he starts to talk back, and he's just like, oh, fuck that guy for booing me, you know, which is like, no, now they know that you can be had, and so he keeps going, and then more people start booing, and he's like, no, fuck you, that fucking guy, fuck that guy, and fuck him, you guys are okay, but fuck that, and you're just like, wow, this is like an odd auction we're watching right now, like, and then, so it ends, right? And Dean brought up John. So
yeah.
John's supposed to bring up Artie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So John thanks the crowd and walks off stage.
Oh, yeah. No.
So I'm standing there because I'm like, fuck, he's totally supposed to bring up Artie.
Yeah.
And he runs back on stage
and
is just like, sorry, but I forgot. I'm supposed to bring up this next guy. This next guy gives a really kind of like half-assed intro. And he comes out and you can tell Artie's pissed. Like that Artie was like, because the crowd was just now in a different headspace. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to walk
up. And he said it. He goes, that's what you want from your opener. You want your opener to start a fucking riot.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just what you need.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, unbelievable.
But I felt bad for John because he was very nice, and I'm sure.
John is very nice.
The order, and it would have been fixed. It would have been so much better if Dean had gone after him. For him.
He worked with me recently at the John Lovitz Club, and he was supposed to do.
John did.
Yeah. He was supposed to do 10 minutes. He went 20.
Yeah. See, that, like, so.
That's how I know it wasn't going well. Well, they only did 10 when he's supposed to do 10.
He might have done more. I mean, it was really like, it was, I don't want to call it epic, but it was totally, it was like kind of awesome in a way. I mean, it was like kind of like the highlight because it was just like, wow, this is.
How
was
Artie?
Artie was good. I mean, Artie is like, look, I mean,
Is it more of an experience of Artie?
Well, I've seen Artie a number of times, and the last time I saw Artie was in Atlantic City, again with Chris and Evan. And it was you watch him and you're like, wow, that guy knows how to get through his shit because it wasn't like this at the Nokia Theater. I think it must just be like depends where he's playing. But people will just be in the crowd and just be like, Nick the Drunk, like Crazy Alice, just like shouting shit from the Stern Show during his set. And he's just conditioned to be like plow through it, and then they sort of stop. But his, you know, he's funny. I mean, Artie's got a lot going on. He's fucking, yeah, he's killing.
He's a cold blood killer. Yeah. Do you think he wants to get back on Stern?
I don't think that. I mean, I think if you were to like put two options like in a pile and be like, one is this, and then without name, what Howard Stern brings, he would totally take that package. Because that is one thing, right? I mean, like, his attendance used to just be nuts when he was on Stern. His attendance used to just be out of fucking control.
Hold on. I'm stopping this amazing story.
Right,
do you have any breaking news sound effects? Breaking news? You got to tell us.
This is controversy.
No, that's controversy. We need breaking news. Breaking news live from the naughty chopper and the fire.
Naughty sex chopper, Vicky Pezza over the 134. We now go live to Vicky Pezza, who's got the latest on this breaking story.
Thanks, Gareth. Here with breaking news from Fred Stoller. Hey, Vicky, finally, I'd love to come on your guys' show now that that's all over, with a link to an article from the Wall Street Journal about how his court case, where he was being sued by Kenny Kramer, the inspiration for the character Kramer from Seinfeld, the judge has tossed the defamation suit. Fred Stoller is no longer being sued for $1 million. Back to you, Gareth.
But he still wants to do Doug Benson's podcast instead of ours.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Fred Stoller now no longer being sued by the fake Cosmo Kramer.
Yeah, or the real Cosmo Kramer.
No, the real Kramer, the fake Cosmo Kramer.
Thank you.
That news break brought to you by Arby's. Arby's roast beef sandwiches. Get a 5 for $5 whenever you like it. Yes, we still have horsey sauce. Arby's. We're still using trays covered in bacteria.
Qué rico!
That was great. What, Vicky? Looks like you have anything else?
Is there more breaking news?
No. This is it.
We now go live to Vicky Pezza, who doesn't have any breaking news, but we're still going to throw it to her. Vicky Pezza, what do you have on this story?
Thanks, Gareth. I'm still here. No more breaking news.
And that was Vicky Pezza with the non-breaking news. More at 11.
The article just starts out, no damage.
Sounds like breaking news. We now have more breaking news. We now go live to our very own Vicky Pezza, who lied the last time we took a breaking news break and said there was no breaking news, and she's come crawling back with some breaking news. Vicky?
It was a rare legal case that revolved around a Seinfeld catchphrase. Specifically the line, not that there's anything wrong with that, and there's nothing wrong with this, that Fred Stoller will not be paying Kenny Kramer $1 million.
There's nothing wrong with any of that. Thanks a lot, Vicky. That was another news break brought to you by Arby's. Arby's roast beef sandwiches. It's beef in a bag. Trust us.
All day, every day. I will listen to that all the time. Oh, so anyways, can we go back to the funny
hard
bones?
Hard to remember life before the breaking news.
Yeah. It's right? Well, the thing about Fred Stoller on this show is every time he's come on, he's pretty much seemed like he wished he was somewhere else.
Yeah, but maybe when we have him on the next time, we now know him a little bit. And we can – I think that's just his – you know, it's just the way he is.
I like Fred Stoller. I think he's great.
I love
he
Fred
cracks
Stoller.
Me up.
I dated Fred Stoller. You don't need to tell me how much you like Fred Stoller.
But when we did porn acting class, he looked miserable.
That's true.
It was almost like we blindsided him with the entire thing. It was almost like we made him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Without any warning, we were going to do that.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have him back.
You're
going to
get sued, dude. I don't want to have to testify. I didn't hear that.
There's more thing I have to bring up. Let's do it.
Breaking news.
We're sorry to interrupt the podcast once again, but we just found out we have some more breaking news. We now go live. Go ahead, Vicky.
Thanks, Gareth. I'm here live at Playboy Studios, and I just want to announce to the Illuminati that Sam has, in fact, shaved his beard and mustache.
It is gone.
Wow, the beard's gone. Who saw that coming? Nobody. We'll have more at 11:30, including your quick 5-day. Looks like showers this weekend. Arby's, it's horse ass.
Speaking of ass.
Whoa.
Ryan? Rick said he would eat Ryan Seacrest's asshole for $1 million.
Wow. You know what I'd do? Yeah, well. Anything for $1 million right now.
Would you eat Ryan Seacrest's asshole for $1 million? And it is a minute of ass eating.
Now, can I say this? If we're talking about guys' asses to eat, I would put Seacrest high on the chart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because he's either metrosexual or perhaps a closeted homosexual.
So you think there's a good chance there's some bleaching and cleaning going
buddy,
on?
Buddy, I'm telling you, you don't want to go down on a Dunkelman, a Seacrest. We're talking. I bet you there's no carpet back there. Nothing.
And you know he doesn't even take care of it himself. Yeah, he probably has like a team that
40,
works on his
like
asshole.
A minute into it, you might be like, I don't know, this shit tastes like tapioca. I could probably do another 30 seconds.
Now, do you think I have a dirty asshole?
Sam, I think
I shampoo!
You asked me a question. You asked me a question. You asked me a question.
Every guy's got fucking...
You asked me a question.
There's...
You asked me a question, and you've already answered your question.
Because I knew your answer.
Shampooing your ass hair?
Yeah.
Buddy, get him out of there.
Why?
Well, because the same
money. Am I
going to
wax my asshole?
I'm going to wax it, but, you know, get something in there.
Should we bring somebody in here to wax my asshole?
Yeah, I can't make it that day, but yes. Sam.
Should we do that, Rick?
Sam. Rick, can we do that?
Rick, that's not.
No.
Yeah, that is not
no
a client.
What?
But it's Sam.
With the station's brand.
He's adorable. Why can't we do it? No
I don't
way.
Because he's not a porn star.
Sam is, he gets called the N-word.
And a female.
Okay. So we only wax females' assholes
here? Have,
yeah.
Do you have a moral
don't
problem
look
with it,
me.
Or will Playboy have a problem with it?
More as a moral.
Then I think we wax that fucker.
Moral.
I think we wax that fucker and then make fake eyebrows for Rick to wear.
I think we should all
and
come
maybe
up
a
with one thing that each of us has to do.
All right, we'll start with you.
Oh,
I'll do the waxing of the asshole if we can come up with something that each of us got to do.
Sure. How about we have to watch?
Nope. Just think about it. Something to think about. That was some breaking news. That was
something to stink
news.
About.
Wow. I would eat Ryan Seacrest's asshole for $1 million. That's not
you
even
eat
a
asshole
question.
Anyways.
I wouldn't take it that far, but Ryan Seacrest?
Vicky'd do it for a sandwich, let's be honest.
I probably would. It's a great story.
Vicky eating asshole. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
Good. I hope that's not what
I'm
giving off.
I don't think that's good.
Seacrest in.
Seacrest out. So finishing the story. Okay, we've moved on from the funny bones.
No, keep going.
No, I just want to talk about how my mom at one point kind of was like, I don't know why you talk like that on stage. It's just.
Was she genuinely.
She's my mother has been supportive of me since day one. Like, I showed no signs of doing anything other than pumping gas.
Right.
That was my career trajectory.
Now, did you ever pump gas?
I actually worked at a gas station where you could, one of the things you had to do way back in the day was pump gas.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was going to be the career.
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, I didn't care about school.
Oh,
I could care less.
But you did go.
Back in the old country,
take
I don't
back.
Care about it.
Sammy, don't go pump a gas.
Mama,
what are you going
to
do with your life?
I got to pump a gas.
No,
I got to feed the babies.
Sammy, I know deep down inside of you, there's a guy who's a funny.
No.
And he's not a dirty.
I don't dare to dream, Mama.
Sammy, go.
Should I go to the big city, Mama?
Sammy, go. And don't turn around. You're not welcome in this home no more until you made a dream.
I will revenge you.
Well, I'm going to shut the door because I don't understand what that meant. Bye-bye, baby.
They didn't think anything of me. But for the first time ever, my mother was like, I don't know why you talk like that.
Did it hit a nerve with you?
It made me sad.
Yeah.
It was the first time my mother in my life
did she have a good
has
time?
Hurt my feelings.
Wow.
Did she have a good time? Was that her after the show?
That was my mother after
it's sad
the
that
show.
They caught that.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Were you guys there?
Yeah, that's tough. She sounds really
upset. So anyways, so she said that and I was kind of like really bummed out about it.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of didn't talk the rest of the night.
Really?
Wow.
So she was kind of like, it wasn't like,
without getting
Sam,
into
I love
too
you.
Much, some of my family's a little cuckoo crazy. Things aren't going the way some people expected them to go. And
can you lay a little more specificity blanket
no,
on this fucker?
Because I don't want to make it a big, it's just like, I don't want to air my, I think if people heard this, they'd be very upset with me. It's just like family members aren't. You didn't think that, you know, you expected something and it just didn't go that way. And it's,
right.
It's really shocking, you know. And, yeah. You know, and I've learned in recovery, you don't ask people to, agree to a contract they never signed. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. They didn't agree to that. It was our expectations of them because they were such amazing people. And it hasn't really gone that way. And my mother is very affected by it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that, and then her friends coming and seeing me at the show.
Did her friends have a good time?
Oh, she brings her friends all the time.
Yeah. So she probably had a good time.
They know what they're coming to. But I think my mother just... for a brief moment, was like, why do you got to be that comic?
Yeah, but...
So the next day, my mother is watching The View.
Okay.
And they have a comedian. I still don't know who the comedian is. But they're interviewing the comic. He's pushing his product and all that stuff. And Whoopi asks him, is there anything you won't talk about? And he goes, no. He goes, people come to my show, know what they expect. I'm going to do what I want to do. If you're coming to see me, it's my show, and that's the way it is. If you don't like it, go see someone else's show. And after that, my mom was fine with it.
That's good.
She pretty much said something. She's like, yeah, I was watching The View. He said, yeah, kind of what you were saying, and, you know, I guess that's fine. And then we moved on.
That's good.
Yeah, it's very funny. Because my mother loves all the bad television.
Right.
Any of the bad stuff that you're like, why is this on television? Why is this person making millions of dollars? My mother loves it. The Kardashians, Nancy Grace, the Real Housewives.
Oh, Christ.
Sammy, all the bad
stuff.
Sammy, you have reason to have beef with her.
That's a great point.
I have to walk very lightly with my mother because...
Does she ever listen to this podcast? I know the answer is no.
Yes, never.
She does?
No.
Never. Yeah,
never.
Right.
Okay. Never.
Do you tell her not to?
I don't think she would, even if I told her to. She
would she tune in for the ass
waxing? She's off the grid, my mom.
Would she tune in for ass waxing 2014?
Probably. That's about it, because that's an Armenian thing.
He's a man!
Yes.
Yay!
Yes. So, yeah, that was an interesting thing, man.
All right.
Because my mother doesn't want to be on the internet anymore. She's at that place. I don't want to email anybody. I don't care. I don't want to do anything. She just wants to watch her god-awful television.
Okay.
Like, I just pray. Like, Dana, I've slowly weaned her off corporate news. I'm slowly weaning her off. And as bad as the BBC, you know, the BBC's not perfect, and Al Jazeera will never be perfect.
Yeah.
But they're not nearly as bad as Fox, CNN, and...
Maybe they don't. I mean, if you think about it, a news organization, there's a lot to cover.
Yeah.
So it's what do they choose to cover? So maybe the BBC misses some stuff, but it's also they're not playing for necessarily.
Well, I feel like corporate news is trying to form opinion.
Well, we have breaking news, and it's an opinion on the news teams that are not this one. The other news teams are negative. If you need your news, tune into Naughty News. Naughty News, the only news organization you can trust.
Boom.
Back to me. So, I was going to say, I think that...
Why are you trying not to laugh in the mic?
Because I don't want to ruin it!
So, but what news organizations do now, right, is like, it's not even news anymore. It's like, the food's not even food. The news isn't even news.
Yeah.
The news is now information they want you to think.
They want to form your opinion on
stuff.
Some
call it brainwashing.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Or propaganda.
It is oversaturating you... Oversaturating you with useless knowledge.
Yes.
And then telling you how to interpret whatever event just happened.
And Fox News is the worst. But anybody who thinks that watching any...
Breaking news. Polls recently show of the Naughty Show. Nobody likes Fox News.
That's absolutely right, Sam. I'm here down at the NASDAQ. And you can see the plummeting stock for people liking the news, Fox News. People loving Naughty Show News. I also am quitting the news team. I got to tell you that.
What? You can't quit?
Yeah, you know,
okay, breaking news.
I impregnated God damn it. No, I don't want to do
breaking
anymore.
Breaking news.
No, this is why I'm quitting.
I'm quitting because of the breaking. Kill his microphone. We got breaking news.
No.
Hi, this is Vicky Pecky.
This
is Vicky Pezza from Breaking News. We have breaking news right now.
Yeah.
Gareth Reynolds actually
I'm trying to quit the news team.
I'm
right here. I'm packing up my shit. I told you guys I'm quitting. I'm done with the news. There's been too many. We're not even breaking for breaking news anymore, so I'm done. All right? And if that's breaking news, that's great. I'm out of here. My keys are in the car. So
that's
goodbye.
Your naughty show breaking news.
Thank you, Vicky. Thank you, Gareth. We'll be back to you guys in a couple minutes. Wow. So much.
Arby's! Just for consistency. Anyway.
Oh, my God. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Sam's doing his Total Recall impression again.
What do you mean?
The woman going on vacation. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Oh, I really thought
that's
that
was a real top of mind.
I guarantee
reference.
You, somebody listening thinks that's amazing. I'm not the only one who thinks that's a great
thing. I think
thing.
That person is the one talking right now.
Fuck you.
Someone loved it.
Great joke.
Big, 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 exciting. 2 weeks until the world's greatest show ever of all time. It's the Rock and Pole World Championships, July 29th at the Viper Room.
Huzzah.
Got a lot of stuff going on. Caviar Girl's going to come and give out some weed.
Am I still involved in this show?
Oh, I mean, unless you don't want to see the Barris Kennedy Overdrive.
I want to.
Doing the rocking.
Also, let's keep talking about that and then we'll.
Yeah, Barris Kennedy Overdrive will be there. Brad Williams will be there.
That's a great list. I'm sure there's no other names.
Tara Patrick is
okay,
going to be there.
That's pretty great.
Clownvis is going to be there.
Yay! So he survived the cannon.
Yes, he did. Josh Wolf and the Wild Wolf Band is going to be there.
Nice.
Back from playing the Forum with
nice.
Chelsea.
Nice.
Chelsea played the Forum. Chelsea Hammond. Jesus Christ.
Who else?
And then celebrity judge. This is brand new news.
No, this is. Well, breaking this isn't breaking. No, it's not breaking news. It's not breaking news.
It's
it
still exciting news.
No, it's not breaking news. No, it's on Facebook.
Exciting news.
It's not
exciting breaking news to listeners. Too Short will be a celebrity judge at the Viper Room. He called up Kevin Blatt, friend of show, and basically asked if he could host it. He said he went to the last one, thought it was the greatest thing ever, wanted to host this one.
That's great.
Yep.
Good. That's the end of. See, I quit the news business over 10 minutes ago.
But who is hosting it?
Sam Tripoli!
Hey!
It's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm basically giving away cash, grass, and ass. Winners get $500 plus some weed plus some sex toys.
Yeah, and some sex.
And some sex. Yep. No sex on stage, though.
Yeah. No, sex.
Super excited about it. Plus, the mayor of fun's going to be there.
Goddamn right.
Now, I need you to come full mayor. I want you, seriously, I need you to come up and be like, I do declare.
Sam, don't spoil. We can do this off the air. I don't need the audience to hear your line readings for me.
Oh, man. Very.
No,
this just in. This
no,
is in.
No, no, no,
this
no.
This just in. This just in.
No, no.
This is
nothing
in.
Just in.
We're
no,
going
to no,
go
no,
to
no,
Vicky
no, no,
Pezza.
No news.
We're going to Vicky
no goddamn news.
With Garrett's sensitivity on his line readings real quick.
No.
Thanks, Sam. It appears that Gareth is a little bit sensitive about the curtain being raised on the Rock and Pole Championship where
no,
he'll be playing the mayor
this
of
this isn't
fun.
Even goddamn news!
Vicky, any word if this is something from his childhood?
I'm
maybe
right
a bad
here,
experience.
Asshole!
Was it something from MTV?
Well, it seems like host of the Naughty Show podcast and the Rock and Pole Championship, Sam Tripoli, had given him some lines
I'm
along
right here.
I'm the
happened.
Mayor of Funtown now! this very much upset Gareth
it
on the
happened.
Air.
It just happened!
Okay. Vicky, thanks for that. Keep us abreast if anything happens. Anything new? You hear from Gareth on anything?
Hey, guys.
Arby's.
What's up?
Got room in your heart for one more reporter?
Huh?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Gareth Reynolds, who retired from the news team not but 9 minutes ago, has just come back.
Oh,
we
hold
now
on.
Go live.
More breaking news.
More breaking news. News on top of news. This is a shit show.
Vicky, what is the word that, in two simple words, on his Twitter, Gareth Reynolds has changed the news landscape and has said he has come back to where it all started. One more time, give us the news.
I'm back, the tweet read at 3:38 in the piece.
Hashtag in the piece.
And sponsor Arby's couldn't be happier.
Has anyone talked to any of the people of Funtown if they're excited about Gareth being back?
They're just happy that their mayor's back, Sam.
Oh, my God. We just heard, so let's come back. Thanks for that.
That's right. That breaking news brought to you by Arby's. Arby's roast beef sandwiches. The bread still has the stuff Subway took out of its bread.
Qué rico!
That's right, ladies.
Yes. Oh man, so much breaking news.
It's one of those days.
It's just one
they
of those.
Say that's what they say happens with it when it rains, it pours with news.
Hey, real quick, Lexi is joining us in studio real quick. One of my favorite lesbians. Very cool chick. She brought me on the sex radio show. The first time ever I've been in a sexual environment where I was like, I'm way too deep in the waters. This is
too
deep.
You?
Yeah. They wanted to shock my nuts.
Oh, my God. So what did they show it?
They wanted to put one shock on my nuts and one on my asshole, and they wanted to shock my asshole.
Oh, my God. Did they know? No. That's right. This just in. Sam Tripoli loves to have his nuts and asshole zapped. He's on record. He said, oh, man, give me more, more, more. That's all I'm into. More, 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 yum. That's all we have from the Naughty News Desk. It's great to be back. More at 3-something.
Okay. Thank you so much. Lexi, real quick, I have some paperwork here I got to sign. A lot of paperwork. A lot of stuff. This, you gave me the Declaration of Independence to sign here.
Sam, I don't know if your signature should be on that.
Will I get a key card if I sign this?
I do not know.
Breaking news.
No.
Vicky, really quick, any word on the key card situation?
Hi, Sam. Vicky here. I'm coming to you live from Playboy Studios, where Sam Tripoli on air is talking about documents he probably shouldn't be. Back to you, Sam.
All right. Thank you. Well, we're going to figure that out.
It's going to be a rainy weekend.
We'll keep you guys on top of that topic. Listen, we should have a ceremony when we do eventually get a key card.
Yeah. Let's burn the key card.
No, we don't want to get it.
No, no, no. That's smart. That's smart. Yeah, I wasn't thinking long term.
We don't want to burn it.
Hasty.
So that's what that. July 29th. Grab your tickets now. It's going to pack out. I mean, the best part of the Viper Room is you put 100 people in there, it's packed.
Well, that place is fucking awesome, too.
Yes.
Like, I hadn't gone there, I think, until you started doing stuff there. And it really is just such a fucking... You get why people know about that
place. It's great. Well, I mean, somebody famous died of heroin.
No, but they knew about it before. I don't remember who died of heroin. I just know Johnny Depp on stock.
Yeah. And they want us to start getting their bands on here.
Great.
So it's pretty cool.
Great. I'd love to sit in with some of those bands.
But that's July 29th. But a big thing's coming up. This Thursday night, I will be part of the second Iron Sheik roast. It's a Royal Rumble roast of the Iron Sheik.
And last time you flamed through, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. So we're going to go off, and they got 30 guys.
Where is it? The store?
Everybody doing two, 3 minutes, and it's just going to be like one day of like a giant Royal Rumble of roasting.
Where the store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Main room.
That's great.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. Very excited about that. So come out if you're in town.
Yep.
Very interesting. I'm very excited.
Very interesting.
Iron Sheik. I don't know what kind of who the famous wrestlers will be. Last time it was the Brutus Barber Beefcake.
Yeah.
He was a lot of fun. He just wouldn't get off stage. They kept lighting him.
He didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
He had no idea.
Well, that's one of the things, too, right? Is like, I forget where I was recently where I saw somebody not know what the light was. And so, like, if you do stand-up, like, you know, you get lit when you have, like, a couple minutes left, and then you leave. Otherwise, people get angry.
Right.
But I remember the first time I didn't know what the fuck the light was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at improv, like, Irvine
that's
or something.
That's when you were a black comic, and you just didn't care about lights, and you just ran it?
That's right, and I would show up late, and I would do hand stuff. Yep. But I just remember getting off stage, being like, all right. And the guy was like, what's your problem? And I was like, huh? He's like, you ran the light. I was like, nah, I didn't even drive. What are you talking about, man?
Really quickly.
This better be quick.
Not quick at all. Fun.
This is long.
Next weekend, I will be in San Diego for the Comic-Con. I will be there Friday and Saturday night at the Madhouse.
Yep. Great club.
I've offered you to come down to a spot if you want.
I'm trying to figure out how to get down there.
Come down, do a spot.
Oh, me?
But I don't know. Yeah. Come down.
Yeah, I will. I want to.
It doesn't sound like it.
I just don't want to drive down there, so I got to figure out a way to get down
Take the train.
Well, then that's...
What, do you want to fly from L.A. to San Diego?
I just want
to... Are you that asshole?
Yeah, I want to fly. It's not... No, not even I.
Oh, look at that. The old choo-choo.
That's right. I'm going to take the Griffith Park train all the way to San Diego.
That's great. How many times have you been to Comic-Con?
I've never been into Comic-Con.
I've never been into it, but I go down there every year.
Evan and I were doing a gig down there when there was Comic-Con at a boat show. So we were just like fucking with people. But it was in the same hotel, so it looked fucking awesome. But that's as close as I've gotten to it.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Do you have any video of your stand-up?
Yes.
Because a buddy of mine is booking a show that is pretty well known.
Yes.
That's doing another round.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in.
No, I just want to see.
Oh, you just wanted to be a prick.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that feels like some breaking fucking news, asshole.
Yes, with you.
Breaking
Are you kidding?
News?
That felt like it because I was a real. That's right, Sam. We all know I'm the last person who wants to take these breaking news breaks, but this one seemed really important. Sam Tripoli recently revealed himself to be the world's biggest asshole.
Let's go to Vicky on
earlier
this
today.
One.
We'll go to Vicky when I tell us to go to Vicky. Earlier today, Sam Tripoli gave an offer that a man couldn't refuse, and the second he took it, he refused it. With reaction on the streets or in her own head, we go to our very own Vicky Pezzin, the piece.
Thanks, Gareth, with some follow-up to Sam Tripoli being an asshole.
Oh, okay, let's do this.
He just asked me if I've ever been to Comic-Con, which is funny because I have been there with him.
Oh, yeah, that's
wow,
right.
That's amazing. Right. And that's all the news we have from the news desk. Sam Tripoli, America's biggest asshole. Also, the pick three numbers at 11.
Oh, man. Speaking of assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into this story, shall we, Vicky?
Woo. Yummy.
Yes, now this is actually...
Is this controversy?
It's a news story.
Controversial? Let's go with controversy. Let's go with controversy.
All right, let's go controversy, Corey.
This is controversy.
Headline. Nurse has sex with 82-year-old corpse.
Oh, I heard about this shit.
Of course you did. You're following him on Twitter.
Of corpse I did. Oh, my God, yes. Touchdown me.
A nurse who had sex with a corpse at Sherman Oaks Hospital, which is right near us, listeners, was sentenced to 2 years in county jail, prosecutors said. Alejandro Razo, 62, of Reseda, was also ordered Thursday to serve 180 days of the two-year sentence under supervised release, according to the L.A. County District Attorney's Office. During his release, he must attend weekly counseling sessions and sex offender meetings, prosecutors said. Razo was found guilty of having sex with the body of an 82-year-old woman who had died of natural causes at the hospital.
Oof.
He was alone with the body when he was assigned in January 2013 to prepare it for the mortuary.
Oh, well, that's where they fucked up. You're supposed to fuck him before that. Keep going.
Another nurse apparently walked into the room to find Razo with his pants down as he had sex
with
the corpse.
Here's where the story gets crazy.
Here.
You're about to hump a dead corpse. You don't lock the door?
Oh, dude. I mean, have you ever been caught jacking off?
Oh, yeah. I got caught jacking off in my college roommate's room because he was the only one who had a videotape and had porn, and I'm beating off, and him and his girlfriend walk in. I'm like, ah, shit. Well,
so
that's
now
a weird
multiply
moment.
That by a billion.
Yeah. No, a good trillion.
Okay, a number that's not
gazillion
real.
Gazillion billion.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And you want to be an astronaut when you grow up, don't you, little boy?
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
Right?
That's so fucking
That's literally
gross.
Fucking nuts.
No, that's fucking dead pussy.
Yeah.
Literally. That's really weird.
Right? It's just like...
Vicky did not like my fucking dead pussy line.
I don't like
on,
any
this
of
is
it.
A Christian
well,
show.
Here's what's weird it's about fair. This story, right? Okay.
Vicky, what? Let's
what's
start with
weird?
What's not weird.
We're all on board.
Let's go, what is normal about this story?
We're all on board. None of us... like this story. None of us would participate in this story. But what's a little weird to me is like, all right, I'm not saying he shouldn't get 2 years in jail. I'm not taking the side of the guy, but it is a little bit of a weird
thing. What if that was your grandma?
This is a mental patient, right?
Well, yes.
No, he's not.
Well,
he's not a mental
he's
patient.
He's got something
he's
wrong
nurse.
With him. But if we go with everyone who
I know he's trying to be literally, but...
We make the line now, we don't know how to deal with mental illness. So now people pleading insanity, it doesn't even count anymore. Like for
right,
murder. Like
right.
Anyone who murders someone's crazy.
Yeah.
So you should right. be like, yeah, he's crazy. He murdered someone,
yeah.
right? Put him
yeah.
in the fucking loony bin.
Yeah,
but
right.
we don't. So this guy, I think 2 years is a fucking cakewalk.
Yeah, I mean.
180 days outside of that?
I just want to be at that sex
yeah,
offender meeting. When he has to share for the first time.
Because when you go to those classes, it's not like...
Oh, tell us about it. Tell us about
well,
when you
when
went,
I went
to those classes.
When I went to like a DUI class, like it wasn't like everyone was like, yeah, I just drove a little drunk. You know, some people are like, and then like he's gone. you know? So you're like, wow, there's different varying degrees. So somebody probably fucked his 16-year-old girlfriend when he was 18 in there. And then there's the guy who's like, yeah, and then that door opened and I just was finishing inside of a body. And you're like, ah.
I've been to some self-help groups for some weird shit. And
you were in Assholes Anonymous.
I wish there was. I wish there was. I wish there was. I've been in some weird shit. For a porn addiction. Like there was a time that got really crazy.
Wouldn't guess that off your college story.
And you go into these 12 step rooms. You hear some gnarly shit.
Yeah.
But this is for guys who were convicted and forced, court ordered. This is the creepiest of the creepy.
Yes.
Those are usually guys who are like, I got to do something quick before this gets out of hand. These are the guys who are like, fuck it, green light, go, you know?
Yeah, it's already got so out of hand, a court mandated me to be
but
here.
But he's going to go in and blow everybody out of the water.
Think of how hard it is to get your cock hard when you're 82. And then
he's not 82.
Oh, how old is he?
Well, he's only 62.
Okay,
that's still
it's
insane.
Not easy to get your cock up at 62, and then add in that it's an 82-year-old dead person.
Mm. You know what, man? To me, this is like Bill Clinton when he cheated in the White House.
Ken Starr.
What this is when he got caught, Monica but it's not Lewinsky? The first time.
Well, in that you have to take the opportunity.
No.
When it comes,
No,
we're not agreeing with this. I'm not saying this is right.
Okay,
but let's go into the head of this is what we're into.
It's the butt that's throwing me off. I don't agree with this butt.
No, let's for a second go. We're in this guy's head.
Okay, it's Herman's head. Well, Herman's head.
This
okay.
is what
I'll
I'm
be your
into.
Lee Smith.
This is what I'm into.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I'd love it. It would be some fucking. 19-year-old chick who got.
I guess you've already lost me.
Okay.
Okay. I get it. He's just been waiting to fuck this dead body, and now this lady's
no, not
dead.
That, this dead body.
No,
it's
what
just,
you're saying?
He's
any
been
dead
waiting
body.
To do something. Here's the opportunity.
A necrophiliac.
I gotta go for it.
A necrophiliac.
Like Bill Clinton didn't want to fuck a fat chick, but he only has so many moments that he can stick a cigar into some girl's snatch. And it happens to be a 200-pound girl.
No, but his wife's a little bit on the hefty
puff,
side.
Puff, pass.
That tastes nice.
Yeah. So I'm saying that. I bet you this guy wasn't like,
no,
oh,
what
this
you're
is
saying,
all I got.
What you're saying is that if you have to empathize with the brain of a necrophiliac, he picked a great time to fucking pop one in because he had
what I'm telling you right now is what every acting teacher says to you. Don't judge your character.
Take
in this moment. In this moment.
Yeah.
I'm saying... We're not going to judge him. What he's doing, we all agree, is creepy as hell.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But for that moment, we're not going to judge him. We're going to pretend what he's doing in this bizarre world is normal.
Right.
Can I judge not locking the door?
I judge that. Totally.
I'm judging it all, but I hear you. I hear you.
He's 62. He's still in the workforce. He's still getting hard-ons.
Yeah.
How great would that be in the next Viagra commercial if it's just like playing some sort of like, you know, country kind of Thorogood song, and then it's just like while he's dancing with a woman, it's kind of like she's a dead body.
And he must be pretty limber. He climbed onto the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I heard after he said, was it good for you?
Yeah. The whole time
it just seems like there
just
might
like,
be
you
some...
like it? You like it?
If you like it, don't say nothing and look up at the ceiling. Yeah? If you're loving it, let your mouth open a little. Yeah.
There's got to be some 82-year-old woman out there that's alive that wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, that's not the fun.
No, the fun. It's true. For him, the fun is that it's dead and it's oh so
you know
naughty.
What it is? It's the fun of, I guarantee you, am I going to get caught? That's it. That's
yes.
That's got to be the rush.
Yeah.
And then he got caught.
Which is why he was like, hey, Debbie, come help me with this body. And then he started to fuck it. And he's like, oh, no. How did you find me?
How many before this?
By the way, guy who jerks off on surfboard, this is where he's heading to.
By the way, guy who jerks off on surfboard, your grandpa needs some bail money.
Wow, what a fun episode. I hope you enjoyed it. What do we usually call these? Just talking to ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without, us talking to ourselves.
Yeah. We really are talking to ourselves.
Yeah. Because fun. Without them, we'd just be talking to ourselves. But today, we're actually
Gareth,
just
you got anything you want to promote? All right, Vicky, anything you want
to... I'll be... When does this one come out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. or tonight?
I'll be at Flappers tonight.
Oh,
if it comes out before then, and then I'll be at John Lovett's Thursday at 8.
Ooh, two spots in 7 days.
Shut up.
Nice. Vicky, what do you want to push?
Nothing. I don't even have any ATC things. What happened to that?
I don't know.
Where's those emails?
I don't even know. I just
no. Those still go, don't they?
I didn't get. I haven't gotten any for a while.
I think, well, we were on a break. Yeah, hey, you know, maybe people go on vacation, man. You're allowed.
People take a break.
Someone, wait, oh, I know what I could say. Doug Stanhope's on the network now.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
He's on the site.
Who had something to do with that?
I don't know.
Vicky? Rick. Real quick, Rick.
Oh, Rick. Thanks for working on that, man. It's a huge get.
This just in, Vicky, coming hot on the news desk, the final news break of the This Is Just Us Talking to Ourselves. Turns out, Sam Tripoli implicated and key in getting Doug Stanhope on the All Things Comedy Network. He won't talk about it. He'll just insinuate it and look up to the heavens. That's the end of this news break. This news break brought to you by Arby's Roast Beef Sandwiches. Arby's Roast Beef Sandwiches. If you find a finger, just use one of the other four.
Que rico!
That a girl.
And this is the Naughty Show on Playboy Radio. This is Sam Tripoli saying, support your local rebellion. We'll see you on the other side. Take
Whoa.
Care. Bye.
Whoa.
Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down, every green field, ooh, in every town, there'll be peace and good, brotherhood, crystal blue persuasion.
Sam Tripoli, America's biggest asshole. Also, the pick three numbers at 11.
Arby's.